creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Min Nguyen.
And we are back. Hello, my name is Min Nguyen, and you're listening to The Lightning Rod. All right, creative folks, I thought it would be fun today to just do a reflection on quarantine. I have been in quarantine now for almost an entire year. I think in March or maybe the end of February, it will be one whole year since I have been in quarantine. So this episode, I just want to really reflect on that. It's not going to be as informative as my other episodes. It's not really even advice. It's more just a reflection. So for this episode, I didn't even bother to script it. I really just want to talk from my heart and just talk unedited, unfiltered, just to give you guys my thoughts about quarantine and how it's affected my life after I've experienced it for 1 year. Things I expected, things I had no idea would happen to me, my mental health, my friendships, my professional relationships. I'm going to try to just sum it up in about 15 minutes. So let's just dive right in and talk about it. So last year, February 2020, about the end of the quarter, we had to go into quarantine. And initially, I didn't think it would be that big of a deal. I didn't know what to expect. But right off the bat, the first thing I noticed was missing from my life was my small micro interactions with people. What do I mean when I say my micro interactions? I think there's a great article by the BBC that talked about this. I will try to find it, and I might reference it again in another episode. But when I say a micro interaction, I mean, let's just say hypothetically, you're at work and you just finished a meeting, or you're at school and you just finished a lecture, or your teacher lets you out early for like a 10-minute recess period, etc., etc. It's just like water cooler talk. Your friends or your mates that you just talk with after the meeting, just your friendly work acquaintances. These people are not exactly your closest companions, but you're friendly enough with them, you're acquaintances, and you get along well enough to have a chat with them outside of work. And that kind of relationship, I really took for granted until quarantine happened. And I started missing those small interactions with people. I really missed them. I miss my coworkers. I miss talking to them all the time. And I missed my classmates a lot, really. I remember after class, we would just sit by the vending machine or grab a snack. We would go to knitting circle together. We would have a great time. And obviously, we still talk over Zoom, but it's so different because a lot of the times, even for me, I turn off my microphone, I turn off my camera, I don't really talk to anyone in the meeting, unless if I'm spoken to, I'll turn on my microphone. Most of the time, I just spend it listening. And then when the Zoom conference is over, we don't really linger. That's not really our Zoom culture, I guess. I don't know if other companies do that, but that's not really us. So yeah, it was a very weird transition for me because once the Zoom meeting was over, I'm alone in my office room at my house and there's no more water cooler talk. It's just I move on to the next assignment. And after about, I would say, a month or two of that, I really started looking back at that relationship and realized how much I took those relationships for granted. So that was the first thing I really noticed in terms of my human interaction with people that I really missed was just those micro conversations and just saying hi to people at the nail salon or people who I interact with outside of those environments, just people that work at the businesses that I frequent. I didn't really go out much after quarantine. I just stayed mostly in my room. So yeah, like I said, that was the first one. The second one I noticed was my macro relationships, some bigger relationships in my life that I really started to notice were missing. So I have a group of friends, and for about 7 years straight now, we get together every Friday night, or sometimes every Friday and Saturday night, and we'll have a game night together. We will get together in person, and we've been doing this since maybe my senior year of high school. So now, that was one of the relationships where it really started to fall apart. And the reason why, a lot of the times people ask me, well, Min, why don't you just social distance meet up with them? Or why don't you do Zoom with them? Great questions. I'll get to that. The reason why we decided not to do social distance meetups in person was because a lot of my friends outside of school and outside of my job, they work with very vulnerable communities that are very susceptible to COVID. So they work with the elderly or they work with very young children. So we decided, for the sake of everyone's safety and for the sake of professionalism, that we would just take one for the team and just not meet up in person, just because those communities are so vulnerable and we don't want to put them at risk. So we thought it was the most ethical and most responsible thing. So then the next question is, well, why don't you guys meet up over Zoom? We did try that, and we actually even formed a Discord server, but you know, guys, it's not the same. It really isn't, because when you're so used to an interaction with people in person, and you've been doing this for almost a decade now, transitioning your game nights in person to Zoom, it's such a different atmosphere. It's so, so, so different. It's not even remotely comparable. There's no pizza. There's no decorating random cupcakes at midnight. There's no, a lot of the things we did that were very tangible and very in-person activities. It'd be super weird if I just went down to my kitchen and made a batch of cupcakes for four or five people and just eat them by myself. So yeah, that was one of the biggest relationships in my life that really suffered. And I noticed that pretty immediately too. I think the first couple Fridays, it didn't really hit me. But then around, again, the same 2 month, 3 month period, I really started to miss my Friday nights, and it started to affect my mental health, I will admit. That was one thing that I really fell into, was that longing for that relationship. So then the third thing I noticed is I started spending a lot more time in bed, more than I should, I think, was there was no morning commute anymore. I just get up and I go to my desk, and I slept in a lot. I slept in quite a bit, more than I should. And Tammy, if you're listening to this, I am so sorry. I apologize. You know that we professional out here. But yeah, sometimes I would take a nap and then wake up about 5 minutes before I had a meeting with Tammy or some of my friends at TCF. So Tammy, if you're hearing this, please renew my contract. But with that being said, I really enjoyed that kind of solitude as well. There was a certain joy from it that I definitely don't want to exclude talking about, was I really cut my spending. I think that was about 6 months in. I noticed I was looking at my previous credit card statements, and I was looking at them before quarantine and then during quarantine, and I realized how much money I was spending. So I started budgeting a little bit better. I think that was one of the biggest positives about that. And I started taking my finances a little bit more seriously. And that quarantine gave me time to reflect on that. So that's one positive. But I do want to move on to the positives now at this point. So I'm going to start off with that one. Yeah, I noticed, and I just had a lot of self-reflection about what I want as a professional, what I want as a student, what I want moving forward with my life, etc., etc. Another positive was I actually gained a lot more relationships that I never sought after before quarantine, which is crazy to me now that I look back on it. So when I lost my in-person friends, I don't want to say I lost them, but we don't really talk or associate the same way, I was looking for another outlet for my friends. And my cousin actually reached out to me. And mind you, this is very interesting. My cousin, she's my first cousin, in fact. So we're very close familially and not too close state-wise. She's about two or three states north of me. But she reached out and said, hey, we're doing a book club situation. Would you want to join? And now every once a month for about 2 or 3 hours, I'll meet with my cousin and her 5 or 6 friends, and we'll do book club together. And this is absolutely wild to me, because I, for the longest time, was not very close with her. I think the last time we talked before quarantine was back in 2017, I maybe sent her one or two text messages. And then even before 2017, the last time I spoke to her in person was probably when I was 11 years old. So it's wild how really uninvolved we were in each other's lives until quarantine started. And I'm learning so many new things about her, so many of her hobbies that I never knew. And it's really powerful to reconnect with her after so long. And I'm more than confident that even after quarantine, we're still going to do our book club. And it only makes sense because she's not in my state. She lives two or three states north of me. So this is kind of an ideal situation, doing Google Hangouts with her. And rekindling my relationship with her has actually been one of the greatest joys of quarantine and one of the most powerful things I think could have come out of this in my personal life. And I'm not the only one, which is wild too. Like, a lot of my friends have been telling me they've been reconnecting with other family members that they haven't connected with. They've been reconnecting with aunts or uncles or grandparents or friends that have just moved out of state. And it's kind of a weird time for long distance relationships. I don't want to say it's a good time because the situation is not good whatsoever, but it's an interesting time to foster long distance relationships because they work well for quarantine more so than in-person ones. So that was something that was probably the greatest positive out of the situation for me. Another great positive out of the situation for me in terms of quarantine was really honing in on how to just talk digitally to people. For me personally, and this is where I can only speak for myself and nobody else, is I'm a very extroverted person. And while I'm very young, I am in the last millennial kind of belt. There's a kind of a cringy word. It's called zillennial. I am considered a zillennial, where I'm culturally more Gen Z, but I'm technically a millennial. So, take it what you will. But with that being said, I am a very old-fashioned person. Even before quarantine, I barely like to text or talk to people on the phone. I would actually prefer talking to people on the phone over text, but my ultimate way to communicate with people is I love to talk to people in person. I was a very hands-on, person-on-person contact. I really loved meeting new people. I love seeing them. I love going to restaurants with them. I love talking to them in any kind of in-person setting, meeting people at jazz clubs, meeting people in bars, etc., etc. So you can only imagine how during quarantine, that was a huge, huge, huge issue for me. And I had to get used to talking to people online. And that was something that I struggled with a lot before quarantine. I might do a whole episode on this and how to not fail a digital interview. But a funny story was I had an interview once with a major company, which I will not name, but it was a very big name brand. And they wanted me to do an online interview. And at the time, before quarantine, this was many years ago, like about 5 years ago, I totally bombed that online interview. My lighting was atrocious. My outfit was abysmal. I was recording in such an unprofessional space. I did not know the nuances, or I didn't understand the nuance at all of talking to someone online. There is a totally different set of rules and a totally different set of professional practices to talk to someone online than to talk to someone in person. I got talking down in person on lock. I knew how to do that, but that was something I noticed was really lacking from my professional arsenal, was talking to people online. It was a totally different animal. And especially because this year during quarantine, I actually was student teaching and I had to talk to people online. I had to give lectures online through Zoom. I had to correct students' art and draw over their paintings or draw over their illustrations online. And I had to learn how to be so articulate with my thoughts, more so than in person. I had to learn how to navigate this intangible space that I was so not used to without the aid of just in-person things, like touching their art, literally drawing over them, using my hands more, or like gesturing with my body. I'm a very gestural person. So this was a time where I had to learn how to really articulate my thoughts, feelings, and concerns in a way that was very, very easy to comprehend. So that was probably the biggest lesson I learned in terms of my professionalism over quarantine. I might make a part two to this video when it hits March and I talk about maybe more intimately my relationships, more intimately my mental health. I definitely do want to continue this conversation, but for right now, those were the big things I think generally a lot of people can agree with. But if I missed anything in this video, or if there's something you want to add to this conversation, please let me know. We are open to conversation. This is an ongoing dialogue, and we'd love to hear from our listeners about how your quarantine was. What has it been like for you, and how has it been in terms of your professional development, your relationships? And in closing, I want to just acknowledge for a moment that I am talking from a place of privilege as somebody with a job, as somebody who is still in college, and somebody that is in a position where I am financially secure. So I definitely want to hear from people who may have not been in that position of privilege. I definitely want to expand that conversation moving forward and would love to hear your experiences. But for right now, my name is Min Nguyen, and I am signing out. Thank you.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.